Good morning. The Bible reading this morning is 1 Corinthians 15, 1 to 11, and it's titled The Resurrection of Christ. It is found on page 815 of the Red Pew Bible, or can be followed on the overhead behind me. 1 Corinthians 15, commencing at verse 1. Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. For what I received I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter, and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all he appeared to me also, as to one abnormally born. For I am the least of the apostles, and do not even deserve to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace to me was not without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them, yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Whether then it was I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you believed.
告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得主，并且你们若不是徒长相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了。 又照圣经所说，第三天复活了，并且显给几法看，然后显给十二门使徒看，然后一时显给500多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，且也有已经睡了的，以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，末了也显给我看。我如同未到长期而生的人一般。 我也是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒，因为我从前逼迫神的教会。然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐给我的恩不是徒长的，我比众使徒格外古老。这也不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
Well, good morning. Ni hao.
Ni hao.
I have been trying to learn a little bit of Mandarin, haven't I, Liambo? Very little. Let's pray as we open up God's word together. Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
天父，我们谢谢你的恩典。
That through the Lord Jesus Christ, we can have a relationship with you.
谢谢你,
Please help us to be reminded of and inspired by this story today.
今天求你借着把今天这样的故事来激励我们。
Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
So there is nowhere else you can find it.
在世界上没有任何其他的地方你可以找到它。
And in fact, when I found this image, I realized that nowhere else is actually a town in Tasmania, would you believe? But you hear it, don't you? This is the only place in the world that you can get it. It can be specific things or it can be mind-blowing sights and experiences. For me, it is cow and moon affogato gelato. I know many people would protest, but there is nowhere else in the world you can get gelato as good as this.
他说你说啊，有的时候你在没有任何的地方可以找到啊，那个意大利的冰淇淋像在一个地方一样。
For my friends that I saw on Wednesday, they said it's the Grand Canyon for them. Nowhere in the world can you experience such magnificence.
他说对我的朋友呢，我星期三晚上看了一个啊什么。看的是一个大的海峡，在世界上没有任何的地方体会到那大海峡那样的壮观。
And I remember a similar thing reflecting on the Great Wall of China when I was there. Not only that, but nowhere else are there so many steps.
他说，我还记得我去过中国的万里长城，没有地方像万里长城那样的雄伟，也没有像万里长城那样有那么多的台阶。
And then there's Lithgow.
啊，还有 Lithgow。
My hometown. Nowhere else is the glowworm tunnel so disappointing. But much, much, much more than all of this, there is something that Christianity has. Something no other place in the world, no other religion, no other ideology or system of belief can offer. Nothing and no one else can offer grace. Pure and perfect grace.
没有任何的地方能够提供我们恩典，就是那么纯净、完美的恩典。
Grace, an undeserved gift, but...The Christian gospel is a message, an announcement. It is the good news that grace is on offer.
这就恩典是我们不配得的礼物。基督教传讲的福音就是一个信息，就宣扬神所赐给我们的白白的恩典。
Now, last week we began our Sent series, and we saw that we are sent for the glory of God.
上周我们谈到了这个受差遣这个信息的，就是为了神的荣耀。
And so if we are people who are sent for God's glory, then what are we actually sent with?
你知道，我们这些人是为了神的荣耀被差遣出去的，但是我们差遣去，带着什么出去呢？
If it's for God's glory, surely it's something of extraordinary power, mind-blowing insight and wisdom, surely.
如果神打发我们差遣出去，我们应当带着那些非凡的力量，还有非凡的智慧和启示。
It would have to be the greatest news anyone could ever hear, and it is. We just need reminding just how wonderful it is.
这是任何人从来一定是任何人从来没有听过的最伟大的消息。它提醒我们这个恩典是多么的奇妙。
And so firstly, we must remember the message we are sent with is good news.
我们首先记住去，我们被差遣出去，我们就是传扬好消息。
John 20:21, as the Father has sent me, I am sending you. This little verse has been a bit like a sort of launching pad for our series.
你知道，约翰福音二十章二十一节说，父怎样差遣我，我也照样差遣你们。这个有点呢，好像啊，我们这个系列的发射台一样，耶稣差遣出去，把荣耀归给神。
And if we think about how Jesus was sent for and with, we can unpack this because Jesus was sent to bring God glory, but Jesus was also sent with good news.
就像耶稣一样，他被神差遣出去，是为了神的荣耀，也是要差遣出去传扬这个好消息。
Mark 1:14-15, Jesus came, it says, proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news.
Mark 福音一章的十四到十五节说耶稣来了，宣讲神的好消息，说日期满了，神的国近了，你们应当悔改，相信好消息，信福音。
But why is this good news?
为什么这个是好消息呢？
If the kingdom was near, it's good news because this means God was about to save his people from their enemies.
如果神的国进来，这是好消息，因为神要拯救他的百姓脱离敌人。
The king has come, and so the new age of peace was right there at the doorstep. It's here.
这个王，这个天国的王来到了，这个和平的时代就在门口了。
And so this is wonderful news for God's people, isn't it? I mean, God coming to make all the wrongs right for His people.
这是一个大对神的子民来说，这个大好的消息，他要把我们所有的罪。
But for many, the good news didn't quite go as they may have planned.
但是对很多人来说啊，传言这个好消息并不像有些人计划的那样顺利。
And yet it is in this story, the story of Jesus, that peace is actually offered to a world that desperately needs it.
在这个故事中，耶稣把和平带给一个迫切需要恩典的时代。
And most of us know the story, don't we? Most of us know how it is that Jesus came.
我们大部分人知道这个故事是不是的？耶稣他来了。
The story goes that Jesus, the Son of Man, fully human but fully I am, stepped into a broken world to live.
这个故事说到耶稣就是人子，他是完全的人，也是完全的神，他进入这个破碎的世界来生活。
He lived to shine a light as to what it means for the kingdom to have come, for the kingdom to be on earth as it is in heaven.
他来了就像明光照一样，要把天国降临在地上，就像在天上一样。
And then to make a way for all people to come to God. Most of us know this story very well.
他为所有的人开辟了一条来到神面前的道路。我想我们大多数的人知道这个故事。
That Jesus the Christ lived, died, was buried, was raised, and then was seen.
耶稣基督他生活过，他死了，被埋葬，复活，被人看见。
That's the gospel. That's this extraordinary, powerful, magnificent, wisdom-breaking news. That's it. And that's what holds the message of grace.
这就是福音，这就是带着恩典的福音。
And Paul wanted to make sure that people really heard this and understood this. Have a look at 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 to 2.
保罗想把这一点弄得非常清楚。我们来读啊，《哥林多前书》15章的一到二节。
Paul says, Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain.
弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们，就必因这福音得救。
Paul then explains the gospel straight away because it's important. He wants to make sure it's clear. Look at verses 3 to 6.
接着保罗呢来解释个福音，他带着接下来的哥林多前书十五章的三到六节说。
For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared, so he was seen, to Peter and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep.
我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看，后来已是显给500伯弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也已经有睡了的。
And did you see it there? The story, the message that Jesus the Christ lived, died, was buried, was raised, and then was seen.
你看到了吗？就是在这个故事里，耶稣基督他活过，他死了，被埋葬了，复活。
This is the story that holds the power of God for the salvation of all who believe. In that,
这个故事拥有神圣的能力，它为所有相信的人带来了。
This story is the way for peace to come. This story is how the kingdom will grow. This is the greatest news of all time.
这个故事是和平来临的道路。这个故事告诉我们天国是如何增长的。这是所有时代最伟大的消息。
And Paul knew that. Because Paul had experienced that, like many, many others.
就像很多人一样，保罗知道这个。保罗因为他经历过。
See, this good news to him wasn't so good. He actually thought it was bad news.
你说对保罗说，这个消息曾经是个坏的消息。
So much so that Paul approved of killings of Christians.
因为保罗他年轻的时候，他甚至杀那些个赞成杀那些基督徒。
Paul breathed out murderous threats against Jesus' followers.
他对耶稣的门徒口吐谋杀威胁的话。
But then something happened.
但后来有些事情发生。
He came face to face with Jesus, and so he came face to face with this message of grace.
他后来能够面对面的遇见耶稣，他面对面的遇见这个恩典的信息。
And through that, his life is transformed. I mean, he is baptized, and then he goes, and as if he was one standing in the room with Jesus and his disciples, as if he had heard the very words, "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you."
保罗他听到这个福音之后，他的生命改变了，他受洗，然后他就去，就像好像所有给那个在耶稣复活的时候站在那房间里所有的门徒一样，他听见说父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。
Paul immediately starts preaching in the very religious centers he was trying to protect. He starts to preach that Jesus is the Son of God.
保罗他遇见之后，他立即在这个犹太的宗教中心来开始传道，宣称耶稣基督是神的儿子。
And people didn't know what to make of it. This is what the people said. They thought to themselves, "Isn't this the man who raised havoc in Jerusalem? Hasn't he come here to imprison people who call on the name of Jesus? And now he is the one preaching his name."
人们不知道到底是怎么回事。他们想啊，这不就是在耶路撒冷搞破坏的人吗？他不是到这儿来要把求告耶稣的名的人都投在监狱里吗？现在他怎么传起道来了？说耶稣基督是神的儿子。
There must be something about this message, because this same man is then arrested, imprisoned, stoned, and flogged for preaching this message. He's shipwrecked and snake-bitten whilst he goes away trying to preach this message. There must be something about this funny little message.
在这个福音里面，在这个消息里面，一定有什么东西。因为同样的这个人，他指的保罗，就是他被逮捕、受监禁、被石头打、遭鞭打、遇海难、被蛇咬。他就是来传讲这个信息，他经历这一切，我们相信在这个好信息里面，在这福音里面一定有什么。
Because this is the same man who writes, "I am not ashamed of the gospel, of the message, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes."
就是同样的这个人写的，就是保罗写的，他说我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要拯救一切相信的人。
And for Paul, there was. As he preaches and explains the message, we can learn that this message speaks of undeserved grace, that it is all about God's glory, and therefore it must be told.
在保罗这个信息里一定有什么？因为保罗在传讲和解释这个福音的时候，我们可以学习到，说这个说到是我们每一个人都不配得到恩典的好消息，这个是关乎到神的荣耀，我们也必须把这个好消息去告诉人。
Look again at 1 Corinthians 15. We're going to see it here because Paul has just explained the gospel, hasn't he? We've seen that very clear. See how he then describes himself, but what has had an effect on his life?
我们再看看哥林多前书的十五章，保罗刚刚的结识了福音，他能怎么样来描述他自己？看这个福音在他的生命中造成了什么样、什么样的影响
？He's talked about how. Christ appeared to all these people. And then verse 8, he says, "And last of all, he appeared to me also."
你知道耶稣曾经向很多的使徒看，他说末了也显给我看。
As to one abnormally born, why? For I am the least of the apostles and do not even deserve to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God.
他说我如同未到产期而生的人一般，我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒。因为我从前是逼迫神的教会的。
But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and His grace to me was not without effect. And He goes on to say it again, but the grace of God is what it is that works within me.
他说：“然而我今日成了何等人，是蒙神的恩才成的，并且他所赐我的恩并不是徒然的。我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩惠与我同在。”
Here is a man who knew that he was the least.And a persecutor of God's very church, but the grace of God had its effect.
我们知道他说他自己是最小的使徒，他不配称为使徒。他从前是一个逼迫教会的人，但是神的恩典改变了他。
And it seemed that this grace is what captivated him so much. I mean, as it should, because there is nowhere else in all the world where you can find it.
好像这个神的恩典就把他抓住了。也应当把它抓住，因为在这个世界上没有任何的地方你可以能够抓到神的这个恩典。
Christianity is the only place you can find true and pure grace, and who better to explain it to us than this man?
基督教是你能找到神的恩典唯一的地方，谁能比保罗能够向我们解释神的恩典解释得更好？
And we're going to start his explanation with what this message speaks of. And Ephesians 2 is where we're going to take it from. Grace speaks of an undeserved gift.
我们开始解释这个恩典。恩典说到说，这是我们每一个人所不配得的礼物。
Now it's not hard to find people who are in denial of what they're really like, is it?
有些人，我们知道，不难发现有些人他否认他们自己的真相。
I mean, take me for example. This week it came to my attention because somebody said to Vic that Brett's quite a serious person, isn't he?
这星期呢，有人啊给我的妻子 Vic 说呢，说 Brett 好像是个很严肃的人。
I of course denied it immediately.
我当然就是来否认这些个了。
So then I needed to find some way of confirming that I wasn't such a serious person.
但是我得需要找出一些方法来证明我不是那么严肃的人。
So I started asking some people, you know, I'm not that serious, am I? Now be serious with me.
他说我发现我跟别人说，我想啊，我不是那么严肃的人，你要给我一个回答，我真的是严肃的对待这个事情。
But this is important. I want a serious answer.
这是非常重要的，我想一个非常严肃的回答。
So you're not serious at all, am I?
我一点不严肃。
Am I, Leambo?
不是 ，No.
But it's not hard to find people like me who are in denial of what they're actually like, is it?
像我这种人来否认我自己是一个什么样的人。
Or potentially of what they need. And yet Paul wasn't in denial as he describes. Let me read how it is that he describes himself.
保罗一点也不否认他过去的真相。我们看他自己是怎么样描述他自己的。
We've already seen he calls himself the least of the apostles, persecuted of the church of God.
他已经说过他自己是最小的使徒，是逼迫神的教会的。
And elsewhere he calls himself the worst of sinners, a wretched man, and reflecting on that he says, who will save me from this body of death?
在别处他说的，他是罪人中的罪魁，他是个非常可怜的人，他说我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这屈死的身体呢？
See, Paul knew what he was really like without God, and he knew what we were all like without God, that we deserve judgment.
你保罗知道，如果没有神的话，他会是一个什么样的人？同样，保罗也知道，如果没有神的话，我们是个什么样的人？我们应当接受神的审判。
And that judgment brings death and separation from God.
如果神的审判给我们带来的就是死亡和神永远的分离。
But thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord that what he explains in Ephesians 2 is true of him and can be true of all who believe.
但是感谢神，靠着耶稣基督，我们的主，我们就能得救了。他在以弗所书二章所说的话，对他来说是真的，也对我们每一个相信的人来说都是真实的。
Paul has just explained that all people are living as though dead, that they are rejecting God, and so by nature they're actually objects of wrath.
保罗刚所说的，我们每一个人都是罪人，都活在死亡当中。我们拒绝神，在本质上我们是神愤怒的对象。
But then Ephesians 2:4 he says.But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved.
以弗所书二章的四到五节，那里说：然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，他叫我们与基督一同活过来。我们得救是本乎恩典。
That.Is what the story teaches. Jesus the Lord came, he lived, he died, and he rose again and was seen.
这就是这个故事所教导我们的。耶稣他来了，他活过，他死了，被埋葬了，他复活，被人看见。
We know that we are saved by grace.
所以我们知道，我们靠着神的恩典，我们可以得到拯救。
That our problem of rejection has been dealt with. There is no need anymore for separation because of God's great love.
我们啊拒绝神、背叛神那个问题已经解决了，我们再也不需要与神分离，因着神怜悯我们的大爱。
The kingdom has come. The enemy has been defeated. God's people are liberated, and we can now be a part of all that He is doing.
神的国已经来到我们的中间。魔鬼已经被打败，神的子民得到了释放，我们可以成为神国度的一部分。
This is what the story tells, that he died for the sins of the world, removing that very separation, but then he rose so that he could take us with him. We'll see that in verse 6.
你知道，这就是这个故事教导我们的，耶稣来了，他 他死在十字架上，他把我们与神的隔绝完全的挪去。我们看下面。
Verse 6, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God.
他要叫我们与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩赐，显明给后来的世代看。我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. You can picture Paul saying it, can't you?
你奇异恩典何等甘甜，能够拯救像我这样一个烂的罪人。你可以想象保罗他说这句话到底是什么意思。
And we from all sorts of different backgrounds, because of what Christ has done, we're just able to sing it too.
我们这些人也可以唱这首歌，因为我们大家都从不同的背景中来，我们也经历到神的恩典。
Paul called it a gift from God in trying to explain grace. And gifts are a bit of a funny thing, I think, for our culture now.
保罗称恩典是神给我们的礼物，礼物呢是一些有趣的东西，尤其是在我们现代这个文化里。
This time of year is quite big for sort of celebrations for Vic and I. We have our anniversary, then there'sValentine's Day, then there's my birthday the day after, and then there's Vic's birthday in the first week of March. So it's pretty busy.
现在呢，对我们的家庭来说呢，是一个非常大的一个送礼物的日子。因为首先是我们的结婚的纪念日，然后是我的生日，然后是他的生日。
That wasn't scripted. He's doing well, isn't he? And I mean, just after Christmas, it's a lot. And so I was under the understanding.That Valentine's Day, we just don't do it.
因为刚过了圣诞节，我们想过情人节，我们就不送礼物了。
But then, I get a gift on my pillow next to me of the morning of Valentine's Day, and I'm like, what is this?
当他情人节的早晨醒来的时候，发现他的枕头上有给他的礼物，他说这是什么？
And the first thing I said to Vic was, we don't do Valentine's Day. What is this?
他就说我们情人节的时候一般不送礼物的，为什么又送礼物呢？
And the reason was because I felt immediately I needed to have something for her. I needed a gift. I've messed up there, and I'm admitting it to the whole church.
他说马上觉得他妻子给送礼物，他还得给他送礼物。
But it taps into how we feel about gifts, or basically all things in life. It's all about an exchange for us, isn't it?
我们生活中很多事情都是这样，我们好像都是交换，送礼物也是这样。
Even gifts have become like this. We give and then we almost expect that we're going to be receiving something back. It's almost like you've cashed in for later in the year, isn't it?
我们送出礼物去呢，我们常常希望马上有人送回来。
Or like me, we have a gift given to us and think we must repay it. You guys can help me out with that later.
我们接受礼物，马上想到我们必须把这个礼物还回去。
And so this is why maybe true grace is something we struggle to understand and we never will grasp fully.
就是因为在这样的文化里，我们很难以体认到什么叫真正的恩典。
True grace is something that comes from the outside. It, as a gift, it's not an achievement. It's not from yourselves. It is a gift from God.
真正的恩典不是从我们自己来的，是从外面来的。作为礼物，恩典不是成就，不是我们从自己来的，是从神来的礼物。
And there's only one story that brings this news, and it's the gospel. The gospel, it's good news because God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
福音就是我们的好消息，给我们带来这个恩典。就像约翰福音三章十六节所说的，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切相信他的，不至灭亡，反得永生。
God loves, he gave, because he wants us.
神爱我们，所以他赐给我们，因为他想和我们在一起。
This message speaks of an undeserved gift that we'll never be able to fully comprehend. And it also speaks about being all about God's glory.
这个恩典说到是我们每一个人不配得的礼物。他一说到是关乎神的荣耀。
We see that in verses 9 and 10 of Ephesians 2. Have a look again there, because he's just said it's a gift of God. Why? Not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
在以弗所书二章的九节到十节这里说到，说我们得救不是靠我们的啊，靠我们的自己的行为，乃是也免得有人自夸，我们是原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
So if no one else can boast, that means he's the only one that can. And again, this is actually good news.
你知道，没有人自夸。这是好消息，因为这完全是为了神的荣耀，这个也是好消息。
Because it reminds us that at the heart of the message of grace is not good advice, it's not a technique or a program or a set of rituals, it's not religion, no way is it religion, but it's good news.
因为他提醒我们，在这个神，在这信息的中心是神的恩典，不是好的建议，不是好的节目，也不是技术，也不是宗教。
We have a story, an announcement, a report that someone has fulfilled, accomplished, achieved everything for us, and it's not even for our sake, it's for His name's sake.
你知道神的这好消息就是说已经有人为了他名的缘故已经为我们完成了一切成就了一切这就是神的给我们的恩典。
And we then join in that glorious purpose and welcome others into it. A message that tells the world the glorious Father of all wants you and He has made a way to you, for you, and ultimately for His glory.
这里说到说我们信了主以后我们可以加入那个光明的目的知道神已经为我们完成了一切。
There is something about this message. It speaks of an undeserved gift all about God's glory and so it must be told, mustn't it?
说这个好消息它提醒我们这是为了神的荣耀但是我们也必须把这个福音传出去。
In Romans 1 verses 14 to 15, he speaks about how he feels obligated, like he owes everybody else this message. He says, I am obligated to both Greeks and non-Greeks, both to the wise and the foolish. That is why I am so eager to preach the gospel also to you who are in Rome.
那保罗接受了这个恩典的消息。恩典的好啊，恩典的福音，所以他觉得他是欠了福音的债，所以他在罗马书一章的十四到十五节说：“说无论是希利尼人、话外人、聪明人、愚拙人，我都欠他们的债，所以情愿尽我的力量，将福音也传给你们在罗马的人。”
Now it seemed Paul couldn't get to the people in Rome at this point.So he penned this passionate letter explaining and expounding and promoting the gospel, expressing that it must be told. And I want to leave us with a little part from Romans 10.
你知道保罗呢因为他在这个时候呢不能到罗马人中间去所以他写了 一封非常激情昂扬的信他解释来阐明这个福音。他还说我们必须把这个福音来告诉人。我们看看在罗马书的十章他是怎么样来强调这个福音的。
He stresses again the importance of the word, the gospel. Verse 8, the word is near you, it is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith we are proclaiming, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
他强调了、啊、这个福音就是这个道就是我们所全信主的道。他说你若口里认耶稣为主心里信神叫他从死里复活就必得救。
For, he says, verse 13, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
在十三节那里继续说他是因为凡是求告主名的就必得救。
But then he asks a question we should probably all ask ourselves, those who go with this message.
啊，他接着问了一个问题可能我们每一个受打发出去的人要问的问题。
A question or two. Verse 14, how then... Can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
罗马书十章的十四节说然而人未曾信他怎能求他呢人未曾听见他怎能信他呢没有传道的怎能听见呢若没有奉差遣的怎能传道呢如经上所记报福音传喜信的人他们的脚中何等佳美
My hope is today each of us have been reminded of what it is we go with, or maybe heard it for the first time, you see, there is something about this message.
我希望今天我们听了这个道，能提醒我们，我们被神差遣出去的时候，我们带着什么样的信息来去传讲。
The story that Jesus came, he lived, he died, was buried, was risen to life, he was seen, and then what did he do? He sent out.
这个故事，耶稣来了，他活过，死了，被埋葬了，他复活，被人看见，然后呢，他打差遣他的门徒出去。
And he sent his people out with what? With this message. The message that speaks of an undeserved gift, peace with God offered, all for his glory and life everlasting, starting now. So it must be told.
他差遣的门徒出去传扬这个好消息，这是我们每一个人不配得的理由。那能够与神和好，能得到永远的生命，这一切都是为了神的荣耀，就从现在开始。所以我们必须把这个好消息给别人分享。
There is nowhere else you can get this. And each one of us here today has the opportunity to share this message. I mean, picture that. Holding the most powerful, exciting, and glorious message that could ever be imagined.
在没有任何的，在这个世上没有任何的地方，你可以得到这个。我们今天每个人都有机会能够分享神的恩典的信息。可以想象，我们现在每个人都拥有最强的、令人兴奋和光荣的信息。
That's the gospel.
So 这就是福音。
So let me pray.
好，我们低头祷告。
Our Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gospel.
谢谢你为你赐给我们的福音。
Amen.
Amen.